So with this project, we investigated the role specific bacterial species have to play in the pathogenesis of inflammatory bowel disease in the human gut. So inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is an umbrella term for inflammation, chronic inflammation of the intestinal tract. And incidence of IBD has increased over 400% in the past 50 years. There have been many previous studies on IBD, but genome-scale metabolic network models are unique in their ability to trace a metabolite's production back to specific species in a gut microbiome. So genome-scale metabolic models, or GEMs, work by you input an annotated genome of the cell you want to model and environmental conditions, which are in this case diet information, and then they output the predicted fluxes for the metabolites that that cell produces and consumes. To talk a little bit about the pipeline that we've done so far for this project, we start with taxonomic profiles from the Human Microbiome Project for both IBD and non-IBD subjects, which are derived from their stool samples. And then we map the species in these samples onto GEM databases such as CARVMe and BIG. And for species that don't already have a existing GEM, we reconstruct models ourselves, starting with their microbial genomes. Once we get models for each species in a sample, we combine them into a community-wide model using steady-state modeling techniques. So the results shown in this poster are from our pilot study, which compares the microbiota of 4 IBD and 4 control subjects. In the top left, you'll see a bar chart which shows the top 20 differentially produced metabolites between the 4 cases and 4 controls, with a red bar indicating that they are overproduced in IBD models and a blue bar indicating that they are underproduced, and asterisks show that these are metabolites that have been previously implicated in IBD from earlier studies. To the right, these heat maps are visuals of just how powerful GEM can be, because they show that for these top 20 differentially produced metabolites, we can also then look at what species are producing them in individual samples, with the upper heat map being an IBD subject and the lower heat map being a control subject. And the red dots on the heat map indicate that a species is capable of producing that respective metabolite. And to conclude, I just wanted to emphasize that these are preliminary results, and our next step is to scale up our simulations and analysis, and with the end goal of analyzing all IBD and control gut microbiome samples from the Human Microbiome Project. And we also have a goal of integrating these models with a GEMS of human intestinal epithelial cells in order to better understand host microbe interactions. And the results from this will provide insights into species and metabolite level biomarkers of IBD, which can guide future experimental studies and research for IBD diagnosis and treatment.